Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we're going to continue our discussion of the importance of becoming a regular, systematic reader of the Bible, particularly and especially the New Testament. Regular reading means read every day or as close to that as possible. Systematic reading means read each book from start to finish, without skipping around, without reading just random verses. The purpose of this type of reading is to become familiar with the New Testament. Understanding comes with familiarity. Don't worry about what you don't understand. Don't stop to look up words that you don't understand. Don't get out the Greek dictionary, the concordance, or the commentaries. Just keep reading. Now, I'm not saying you can't look up words or you can't open to random verses, but do that at another time. I'm encouraging you to establish a set time every day or as close to it as possible where you read. You start at the beginning of a book and do the New Testament first until you get familiar with it. Start at the beginning of a book and read all the way through it. If you can't do it in one sitting, you know, if it's a big gospel like Matthew with 28 chapters, read as far as you can get in 10 or 15 minutes or 20 minutes, however much time you set aside. Leave a marker there and pick up there on the next, pick up where you left off the next day. Understanding comes with familiarity. I can't emphasize that enough. No one believes it until they actually start doing it. But if you will start doing it a year from now, you'll be a different person. You see, we don't read the Bible out of religious obligation or to earn brownie points with God. I'm not telling you to read so that God will like you better. God likes you, not because of what you do, but because of who He is. We don't read out of religious obligation. We read for the same reason we eat food. Just as food is vital for our physical well-being, God's Word is vital to our spiritual well-being. It's food for the inner man. If you're weak, it's because you haven't eaten enough food or you haven't eaten the right kind of food. Just as food is vital for our physical well-being, God's Word is vital for our spiritual well-being. It's food for our inner man. It nourishes us. It strengthens us. It builds us up and changes us. You know this, Jesus Himself compared the Word of God to bread. Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. 1 Peter 2:2 says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow. Now, sometimes people mistakenly relegate that to, well, when you're a baby Christian, you need the milk. That isn't the point. The point is, a baby will scream for milk until it gets it. It's on an endless pursuit of milk and won't stop till it gets it. That should be our attitude toward the written Word of God. I have to have it, and I'm not going to let anything get in my way of having it. 1 Thessalonians 2:13 says, the Word of God works effectively in those who believe it. 1 James 1:21 says, the Word of God is able to save your soul. Soul there has the idea of mind and emotions. The Word of God is able to work in your mind and your emotions and get the junk out of them that we all pick up through living in this world. 1 John 2:14 says that young men are strong because the Word of God abides in them. We read the Word of God because it's vital for our spiritual well-being. We also read it to get to know God. The living Word, the Lord Jesus Christ, is revealed through the written Word, the Bible. In John chapter 5, verse 39, Jesus said, "Search the scriptures. In them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." A few verses down in verse 46, Jesus said, "Moses wrote of me." People ask me from time to time, how can I get to know God better? There's only one way, and that's through his written word. God has chosen to reveal himself through his written word, through his book. Regular, systematic reading of the New Testament renews your mind. So we all know we need to renew our minds, but a lot of Christians struggle with that. Renewing the mind is not memorizing a few scriptures. I'm not opposed to memorizing scriptures. But you can memorize scriptures and still not have your mind renewed. You see, a renewed mind is a mind that sees things the way God sees them. It's more than memorizing some verses. It's changing your perspective so that you see things the way God sees them. And a renewed mind has a framework from which to understand and deal with this life. Regular, systematic reading will help you see that there's more to life than just this life. And it will enable you to keep things in perspective, which lightens the load of life. It'll lift you up in the midst of life's challenges. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18, Paul was able to call the many difficulties he faced as a Christian, he was able to call them momentary and light. Momentary meaning in comparison to eternity, even a lifetime of suffering is nothing. And light means they didn't weigh him down. Doesn't mean he liked them. It means they didn't weigh him down. For these light afflictions, which are but for a moment, he goes on to say, work for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. That's a whole series, or that's a whole subject for another night. But he was aware that eternal things were being played out behind the scenes in his life. And that helped him keep the right perspective, that what matters is the life to come. And he concluded his statement by saying, while we look not at things which are seen, but at things which are not seen. Paul was able to call his difficulties momentary and light and live with the awareness that eternal results were being produced in his life because he looked not at what he could see, but at what he couldn't see. The only way you can look at what you can't see is through the Word of God, through the written Word of God, which reveals the unseen God, his unseen kingdom of power and provision. Regular systematic reading also makes you aware of and helps you access this unseen realm or kingdom. See, as a son or daughter of God, you are now a citizen of the kingdom of the Most High God, and it is a kingdom of full power and full provision, but it's accessed by faith. God works in our lives by his grace through our faith. That's a whole can of worms for another day, but everybody knows Romans 10:17, but very few people actually take it to heart. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Everybody knows we need faith. Many people know God works through our faith, but we don't avail ourselves of the one thing that God tells us creates faith, the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word of God is a supernatural book which has the capacity to create in us trust or faith in Almighty God. Regular systematic reading of the New Testament also helps you see the big picture, the overall plan and purpose of God. I said this last week, but it bears repeating. Becoming a Christian is like putting a puzzle together, a jigsaw puzzle. You put puzzles together when you were a kid, I presume. I did, or even up into early adulthood. I love jigsaw puzzles. If I had the time, I'd do it all the time. I don't have the time, so I don't do it. But you know how it is. You put the pieces together until you get the complete picture. But if you don't have the box that the pieces came in that has the picture of the completed puzzle on it, it's a lot harder to figure out where the individual pieces fit. Well, Christianity sometimes, I think, is like trying to put together a puzzle without having the picture on the box. Every sermon you hear gives you a piece, but unless you see the picture on the box, you don't know where to put the pieces, or if a particular piece even belongs to this puzzle. But regular systematic reading of the New Testament can help you see the big picture. You see, a plan is unfolding. God purposed in eternity past to have a family with whom he can dwell, and he made earth to be home for his family. The plan went off track when Adam sinned, and human nature was fundamentally altered. Because of Adam's sin, this material world was infused with corruption and death, and Satan became the god of this world, small g. Well, Jesus came to earth the first time to pay the price for sin so that it can be removed from all who bow their knee to him as Savior and Lord. And a process of transformation can begin. It's a process that turns sinners into holy, righteous sons and daughters of God. Jesus will come again in the not-too-distant future to cleanse this earth, the family home, of all corruption and death, and establish the visible kingdom of God on earth. The Bible is a collection of 66 books and letters or epistles that together tell the story of God's desire for a family and the lengths to which he has gone to have that family through Jesus. The Bible is not a promise book with answers with immediate, let me start over. The Bible is not a promise book with answers for your immediate problems. See, we have false expectations about what the Bible will do for us, and we've been told it's a promise book. Well, yes, it does have promises in it, but we hear that as God's promise to get me out of a jam. No, that's not why it was given. It isn't a book listing the steps to living an abundant life. It's a revelation from Almighty God of his plan to have a family. And there are 66 books and letters, and every one of them adds to and advances the story of redemption, or God's plan to deliver his creation from corruption and death and carry out his original plan and purpose for a family. You'll get that big picture from regular systematic reading of the New Testament. Now, you and I are living in the years just prior to the Lord's return to complete the plan, and God's word describes these times as perilous. But the Bible helps us understand and navigate this period. It gives us hope for the future and courage for the present. That's what we'll talk about this week.
You have been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.